WFAE has created a few different podcasts over the past couple years. She says investigates a sexual assault case as it makes its way through the criminal justice system. Southbound brings you conversations with people shaped by the South. And Amplifier, the music of Charlotte. They're all part of WFAE's ongoing commitment to tap the voices of our diverse community. And now we're getting ready to launch a new podcast. The topic? We have no idea. That's because it could come from you, a neighbor, a friend, really anyone within the Charlotte region. Our search is called the Queen City Pod Quest. WFAE's podcast guru Joni Deutsch is heading it up. She joins us now. I know we haven't run out of ideas for podcasts, so why did you decide to start this PodQuest?
Oh, Lisa, there are so many ideas for podcasts out there. But really, the reason why we're doing this is to make sure that we are listening to the community. You know, a couple years ago, in the wake of the Keith Lamont Scott shooting, a number of things came about in the community. But one of the things that we saw was that this revelation that Charlottians could see there are multiple Charlottes, right? It's not just one type of person or one story in Charlotte. There's so many Charlotte stories here that have not been told or amplified. And really, this Queen City PodQuest is a way to empower the community to tell those stories. More importantly, we want to give them the tools to go forth and tell those narratives, those ideas and stories on their own.
Exactly. How do you do that with the Queen City PodQuest?
Yeah. So the Queen City PodQuest is, again, the search for the next great podcast out of Charlotte. So what we're going to be doing, the PodQuest, starting today, December 3rd, is to allow a submission period. Whether you have an idea for a nonfiction podcast, a story about your life, whatever it is, we hope that you take this opportunity between today and January 27th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern to submit your idea for a podcast to the Queen City PodQuest. We'll get submissions from the Charlotte region, and hopefully by the end of January, we'll have a number of submissions so that we'll have a public voting round. And in that public voting round, the public will decide what will the top five finalists be. They'll go on then, the top five, to get one-on-one coaching and mentorship on podcasting, on storytelling, on audio and sound design. And then finally, we'll have a live pitch night, and we'll determine which podcast idea will win a podcast development deal.
And do you have to have any audio experience?
You don't. You can be any person right now, so long as you're 18 years of age or older, you reside in the Charlotte area, or you go to school in the Charlotte area. Anyone can submit for this podcast.
What kind of ideas are you looking for?
Any idea, practically any idea. The podcast submissions could range from genres like politics, music, arts and culture, religion, health, personal stories, fiction, nonfiction. They can be stories about you, your friends, your family, experiences you've had. Really, the possibilities are endless. And if maybe you don't have an idea for a podcast, but you know a friend or family member who has a story to tell, I encourage you to let them know. They can submit their idea to the Queen City PodQuest starting today.
You are indeed our podcast guru. So what makes a compelling podcast pitch?
Really, a podcast that is telling a story authentically, originally, something that connects with the audience, the listener, on a level where you just want to be in the room with them and hear more from them. So that's my biggest advice, is just to speak and write and record from the heart.
That's Joni Deutsch, our podcast guru here at WFAE. Thanks, Joni.
Thank you, Lisa.
Again, to learn more and submit your podcast idea, go to WFAE.org/Queen City PodQuest, and the winners will receive a cash prize.